Gary,
strike that from the record.
You're right on time. Father Bochelli, I'll go.
I asked them at the moment, but he came to resolve my muscle. I asked them where he was sitting, so I can sit far away from him, and I can eat in peace.
He came to the table with a few rugula.
It came right next to me?
Put down.
Put a little rugula.
All right, today's show is sponsored with Bylus.
He says, I don't bother. He says, I don't bother people.
Midnight Heart. Did you see? Yeah.
All right, today's show is sponsored by Falls Down Zed Miracle. He heard.
He doesn't know who he's talking about. Also, he supposed to say word in Bylus. But he doesn't know who he's
talking about. Brian Demirimas, Rezal Sara, Yitzchum and Shalam, Yakim and Frumit, Sibishan and Nisar, and Allah's Bishop, and Rachel Leo. Avram and Gila, Sara Sashavas Mashal. Rest Libas Chayafa and Dov Ben Miriam Peril, Chav Hanabas Yudas, Michal, Michal, Dov Ben Chanashira, if it's a name.
That's the thing, man.
Can we try to figure out who it is?
I know who it is.
So, can we ask if it's the same, if it's the right name?
It is the right name.
We'll let you go with that.
Okay, let's start. I think we have to go back a drop because I'm not sure.
Going back because you're not sure if we go back to brachos.
Tzvi, could you get salmon meat? Get a salmon thing, because the guy doesn't eat meat. Only eat salmon.
Why
I want him to be able to eat. Fine.
It's the most ridiculous thing. Only a certain kind. One's better than the other.
We can get bagels. Like
salmon, yeah, you're talking bagels. To Yerman. Yeah, he thinks the other one's treif.
And don't eat meat.
What?
Why can't you eat the kosher one? Why can't you eat the kosher one?
The same place.
What is that?
One different rabbi looks at.
Why can't you eat the kosher one?
At all.
I'm inviting everybody to the night show on Thursday night. Tzvi is start a new fetish. It's called smoking meat. I had a piece of Shabbos, it was pretty good, so we hired him to do one for Thursday night.
Salmon meat.
You hired him?
We hired him. It's a 7:50 an hour. And it takes 16 hours to smoke the meat, so it's 16 times out. Yeah. Anyway, the kamiya, you're doing the same oven as the pizza?
Huh?
You only eat salmon. Yeah.
Where do you get salmon?
Co-op.
It's the only place?
Salmon.
Some other place.
Yeah?
It's all over. Salmon's all over. Yeah. That's the horse corn. What do you call it? You know, what do you call it from Europe?
The one with the bump on the back.
You should have one plate, like special meat. For
those guys.
He can't stay in the room because it's Trefus, you know. He gets mad.
It's Koenig's cousin.
Who's Koenig?
It's Koenig's cousin, Solomon's.
Which Koenig? The nursing home guy? Zichen all good.
that's why I'm surprised. Only Solomon's.
Yerman only Solomon's, and his father also. I mean, like, for real. Like,
it just came out. So, I mean, it just started a few years ago. So
German will not touch Nelmot. I don't think he'll cook it in his pots. He probably won't eat from pots from Nelmot. Yeah.
I've been dealing with that for 220 years now.
For 220 years?
I said I've been dealing with that 20 of my sure.
With Salma.
Only very specific things.
Yeah, thanks. Is
that do you?
You sure eat Salmas? I wonder if you sure eat Salmas. You sure doesn't eat Salmon?
Crazy.
Detroit.
He eats.
If you use it, he'll use your
no. The pots he'll use.
He'll use your pots.
He'll use your pots, but he won't eat the meat.
The guy who says Kaddish, he also probably only eats.
Yeah.
What is the guy? A guy who says Kaddish long doesn't mean he eats.
Yeah, no, clearly, there's definitely correlation.
Oh,
yeah.
He'll use your pots.
This cartridge,
yeah.
Not correlation.
You know about this.
The Kaddish, hey, oh, Bios, we're waiting for you.
15 years, they had one shaykhet on Utrecht Avenue that they.
It's very chashuv. It's very chashuv. I wish I could say the same. I'm just I just can't control myself, so I eat whatever that comes to the table.
No, because you learn halacha.
No.
If there's a hechsher, then you'll use
it.
Yeah.
I
can't control myself. I just eat whatever Butch puts on my table. I should really control myself and go to a place that, you know, it's kosher.
The
rabbi doesn't eat meat, period.
Even at home.
He doesn't eat meat.
Only you, I eat it.
Only chicken.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he made himself a thing after Finkel, maybe. I'm not sure.
It was just a getter.
It's a getter.
Something he took on, but I found himself, not because he holds
that. I think he should stop the cake and eat the meat. Anyway.
You had to go there.
Yeah, I can't control myself. I'm out of control.
You can't control yourself, you expect him to.
Yeah. I'm just as bad. I can't control myself, but yeah. Okay, you ready? Let's go. Kamiye Benayim.
Very different. One's working. One about controlling what goes in.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't control what comes out. That's the difference.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You ready?
You should control yourself in that.
Who? I don't even know who Tenkeruv is.
Which one?
Oh, ooh. Freeman, yeah, Robert Freeman's tank. He's the tanker, Robert Freeman?
His father. He doesn't call himself that. He does not call himself that. Not yet.
Okay, don't argue with Macha. We had this yesterday. The Gemara was 2,000 years old. Macha wasn't here. We had nobody to refute it. I found out that we're 2003.
So I was off. I said
2003.
Oh, if he does it, then why would I know about this? You think I'm besties with...
I think that you have a teenage daughter that talks like that, so you know about that word, besties. I never heard two cows talking to each other like that. Okay, you ready?
You don't understand Wu language.
Kamiye Benayim, let's go. Okay. Let's start from Pei Beis on Beis. About 7 lines in the bottom. 2, 4, 6, 8. 10 lines in the bottom. Kamiye Benayim. Rabbi Yosef says that a field is considered a stay elon from 4 amas to 8 amas. More than that, it's not considered no connectivity. Rav Amar, Rav Nachman, Amashmul, Meshmoyna Vatshesa Esrei, from 8 to 16. So Amli Abali of Yosef, and the way the Rishbam says that he was sick and his chol shachta muda, so they were telling him, like, Latifigo de Rav Nachman, don't argue with Rav Nachman. The Tanan Masnis Gavos, we have a Mishnah like him. The Tanan, Hanoteas Karma Sheshes Rama, Al Sheshes Rama, somebody plants a vineyard, 16 Amas, 16 Amas, and we have the picture from Gary, Mutlov Yizera Losham. So if it's more than 16 amas, then it's not considered a vineyard. I'm going to read the Ma'aseh B'Tzalman Echon as a story. Shenot Eskam Sheshes Al Sheshes Esrei Amo Vayehoifich Sa'ar Shtei Shuras L'Tzad Echon V'Zereh Sanir. So basically you have a vine here and a vine here, and he would twist in the branches this way so that the middle was open area that he could plant. That's the picture. Gary has a good picture. Every year you switch off planting. And that's how you would do it. They said it's not a problem. It's not considered klein. Why? Because that's not considered 16 amas. More than 16 amas is not considered. Once you have more than 16 amas space, that's not considered part of the vine. And that's so Melo, you have a raya over here that up till 16 amas is considered a state elon. Not like Rabbi Yosef said 8 amas. Up to 16 amas is considered a state elon. So Amalei, Sir Rabbi Yosef, says, "Anoli Adana, I don't know. I don't know what you just said. El Uvdava, I know there was a story of Bedua de Ruusa. But I was going to Rabbi Yehuda, Amazil Havlik and Mother Baka Vakel. Go give the guy, give the guy room, Kamal Baka Vakel, of a Kama, and how much is that? Kim the Shamal, Hadatan, Lita, Adam, Eel, Samach, Snech, Avail, and Kanhikh, Men, Dal, Damas. You now let a plant. Only within if it's more than 4 amas. It means up to 4 amas is a problem. But Tanya, Lord, Dal Dam Shama could have a Zakar. I mean, Ishmael, no, Kamal Baka Bakel, Dal Dam. So, what's he bring over in the story? So, Rishbam says, Shemach Echavay Shol Shalom, Lehe Ches Amas by name, Amalay Buddha Lamech, Zil Havli Lekeh Akaka. Baka the Eminem El Kamal Baka Bakel, even though it was only 4 amas, still give the guy owns the trees. He owns the property, the karka. Now, we said before, from 8 to 16. That's what Rav Nachman said. Mishmoyin of Atshay Jesre. He's saying, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that over there we pass him from four.
It's four per tree, so it's eight.
No. Four yeah. Amas in between.
If
four amas in between the tree.
If I own one tree and four amas away is a tree that you own, how can I do? How can I be machrish? That's your property also.
Rishbam says lo hayaches amas b'neim. There wasn't eight amas between them.
Of course not. In that Mishnah, because it's loyita adam ilan samach l'sada chaver.
No. Look on top. Shemach el chaver shloish ilanus lo hayaches amas b'neim. That's called that you bought a steilan. As long as there was more than four amas in between, less than eight, that makes a steilan. That's different than Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says 8 to 16. He says 4 to 8. So this was a psak halacha from Yehuda. Now, beforehand, we brought a story from Maisa B'Tzalman Echad. It's just important to note this, what's going on in the Gemara. Maisa B'Tzalman Echad seems to be a psak. There was a story, and they paskin.
No, 16.
Yeah, 8 to 16. Mm-hmm. Over here, there was a Rabbi Yehuda paskin. Salmon is one thing. Over there, the chachamim paskin. Chachamim means the whole bezden. Over there was Rabbi Yehuda. So there was two psakim. Over here, it seems to be it was a communal psak, and this was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I'm going like Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda's shita, Rabbi Yehuda's a yachid. Shita's yachid. The psak of Maisa B'Tzalman is a shita's chachamim, which is a shita's, the way a psak is. So it's important to know, because you've seen them in the Gemara. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Don't we have a mission like Rabbi Yosef? You bring me a story against Rabbi Yosef, a raya against Rabbi Yosef from a story in Salmon. The story in Salmon against Rabbi Yosef, but there's a mission like Rabbi Yosef. Remei Rabbi Shimon Ar Manoteas Kama Shmoina Amos Shmoina Al Shmoina Mutlav Izel Hashem. That means the mission is learning that after eight amas is considered a separate field for climb. So it means under is one field. So this is the sefer of that Mishnah. So the sefer of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisrael. So Gemara says, you're right, but afilach maisa odif. The maisa of Tzalmon is better than this psak, than this Mishnah. So what's maisa odif? They changed the pshat, Maisa Rav. Somebody says Maisa Rav. Tosfos has that gersa. So Tosfos says, Rim Taima. So one second. So what's coming out in the Gemara is that you have a story in Salmon that Chachamim went with that psak. They ran with it. That is the psak halacha. You go with that psak, even though it's a sefer the Mishnah that says like Rabbi Yosef. And that's what Abaye was telling Rabbi Yosef. Don't argue, Rav Nachman. Because we have a story in Salmon that proves that the halacha is like Rav Nachman, from 8 to 16. So Zok Tosfos, Fek Tosfos, I don't understand. Vim Tomer Mais, Vim Mais Ein Lechia Klum. How do you have a story? How do you know from the story coming around? The Shem Be Yosef Meches Namo Yomatirin. Umayis Shoye, Kachoye. Maybe that was a story. The story was that it was, what was the story? Shanatas Kama Sheshes Yal Sheshes Yama. How do you know that was a story? So they said, yeah, it's no problem, it's no climb. Maybe more than 8 amas also is no climb. They didn't say 8 amas is no climb. They just said, your scenario, 16, is fine. What's the riot from the psakala from that story against Rabbi Yosef? It's not proving against Rabbi Yosef. Zok Tos is a murdigi aside. Bishlam is a svaru hi, dal picha chomim osu. It has to be a did up yichav. Chom asher yichon lahat elo hitiroi. Zok Tosfos a moedig yisoid that there's no kunz in being machmer. Anybody can be machmer. We could sit here a whole day and be machmer. The kunz is for a heter. So if Chacham said that something is good, they went to the nth degree to find the biggest heter. So if there was 16 on 16 and 8 on 8 was be mutter, they were not paskin 16 on 16 is mutter. They would tell you that 8 on 8 is also mutter. Because that's the halacha. If the halacha is that Eidan is mutter, they would tell you that. Chacham would tell you that. They're not going to say 16 and 16 mutter. They say, by the way, even Eidan is mutter. There's no reason for you to have 16. The fact that they didn't do that, that's the way you speak. That's the way a Talmud Chacham, who's a Pesach, speaks. Because a Pesach always finds the biggest kula.
And Solomon.
Even that is good. Even
no, Solomon's. No, if yeah, no, no, no.
It's only the give, it's the same, you have the same thing.
You have to have the same thing. You have to, if the guy asking about me and you also talk about your e-bike.
Is this a big enough shear? So I'll say, yeah, that's ten shear. Even this would be a good
right,
shear.
Exactly. That's a good marshal. So it's no coincidence to tell me that this cup is a big shear. Saint Melchim Marshall's baby brother could swallow the cup, you know what I mean? I'm talking about the Chofetz Chaim had a becher that was this big. So that's a kunz. The kunz is not to tell me that
in fact?
Yeah, Chofetz Chaim's becher is very, very small. Very small.
2.9 ounces.
Yeah, like a very small becher. You want to know what the other people say? That's the becher he had.
Someone gave it to me.
I assure you, he didn't use a short esrog, a short lulav, because he was poor.
I didn't have a lulav.
He figured out he used. Chofetz Chaim used whatever the shear was. Chofetz Chaim knew what the shear was. He wasn't going to use a becher. That's not the shear.
You think you pay more for your esrog because it's big?
No. Not what I said.
Size.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
Sorry.
Anyway, you ready? I have a lot of so far I didn't get any asparagus. I don't know what's going on. Bad news. So far I haven't heard from any of the Merchim. It's a real bad year. You know, so far they're saying it's a pretty good year. But it is. We'll wait till the Schaira comes. No, I said we'll wait till the Schaira comes. Who? Anyway, I might just have to go to California. Okay, so onto to my sefer. So he brings down over here. It's something very important to note. There's a tshuva from the Noida Yehuda.
I hear your question.
He brings down a tshuva from the Noida Yehuda that Maiserav. The reason why a story that happens. You go to the Rav and you ask him a scenario that happens to you. You say, I have a Shiloh. The Rav is giving a halacha shir, or any Rav, gives a halacha shir, and he says a psak. It's nowhere near as powerful as if a scenario arrives and you go to him with a Shiloh, and there's a few ways to paskin, and he goes through the Shiloh and goes through in his mind back forth, and it comes out with a psak halacha. That psak halacha is greater than just learning halacha. Now Yehuda says there's certain siyata shemaya when you ask a poisik a shayla, and he comes out with a psak. That is more concrete than an often a psak halacha, because he says psak halacha. What happens is the way. How do you paskin? Not every shayla is in the mishaburah. You derive from the mishaburah psakim. You derive from the gemara. You derive from the shulchan aruch. The Prisha and the Shach that bring a Raya from Hilchos Shabbos, that just like a Hilchos Shabbos, male, this will be Mutter. So it's a derivation, whatever you say that in English. Masha Enkein said that, he says, but when you come to a Rav of Shiloh, you come to Ramosh Shafanshu of Shiloh, and he weighs the Psakim, this thing, and he comes out with the Psak, that's Siyat HaShemayah that Eivishter gave him, and that's Torah Messina. That's what the Yudas says. He says it's more Chashiv than a Psak that you derive. And Mela, he says, he brings down from the Yavitz that what Tosus is saying. So he says that's one thing is what Tosus is saying that a psak that a rav has to try to pass on kula. He says it's not just that there's no kunz in pasuk chumrah. He says forget about no kunz. There's no kunz. Anybody could say chumrah. You could sit here all day and just say chumras. You're not a pasuk. The kunz is to be mekel, but he says it's more than just a kunz. Anybody that's going to be machmer on a place that can be mekel is soifoy lahakel, which means the guy who you're being machmer for that guy will be seifel lahakel in a place they're supposed to be machmer, and merely you ruin the guy's forever.
He's not going to want to ask anymore.
And he's not going to want to ask. I guess he's not going. He says kashem she'asur lahatir shach brings down kashem she'asur lahatir so asur kach asur laeser as a mutter. It's asur. It's not stam a nice thing. If you're a seasoned poisik, it's asur to eser as a mutter. So if you don't know, if you're not trained poisik, you have no business being a poisik. You can't go be a poisik and say, what's the worst thing? I was machmer. The guy came. I was machmer. There's two ways to do it. No, if you can't paskin what you're supposed to paskin, you cannot be a poisik. That's what he brings down. And he brings down the yavitz that a guy who's gonna it's soifoy lahatir se iser. The guy who you're paskin for soifoy lahatir se iser, and merely you're defeating the purpose of what a rav is supposed to be. Very interesting thing. As I come to that's what he comes out of there. Zok the gemara weiter. So. Bishlam Rabbi Yosef Ali B'Der Rabbi Shimon. So we say according to Rabbi Yosef, we said from Dald Amos till 8 Amos is the Shir. So Shamin Alei Mifuzarin, Bishlam Alei Ritzufin. You know Dald Amos and you know 8 Amos. Ritzufin Mifuzarin Had Amar 8 Amos Ritzufin Nathan Kerem Atu Al Pachas Dald Amos Ain a Kerem. The Rabbi Shimon. Lachamayim Kerem. It is a Kerem. That's only Gabi climb. Chum only arguing Gabi didn't climb. It's a chumr of climb. But everywhere else, they're not arguing. So Gabi Moichas Elon, Moichas a field, they would hold the Dalai Lamas is under Dalai Lamas is no question. But over here, Elder Rav Nachman, who says 16 Amas, leader of Bonon, Mifuzar Shaminale, 16 Amas. Ritzufa Mishaminale? What about, where's the cutoff underneath? Where's the lower cutoff line? 16 we know. Is it 8? By him, it's 4. It's half. So where's the svaru? Reb Shimon, paga or banan paga? It's a svaru. Reb Shimon, it's 4 and 8. So him is 8 and 16. That's what Gemara says. Svaru. Amar Rava Hilchasa. The halacha is not like that. The halacha is not like the svaru. Ma'ar ba'amas al sheshes amas. So basically, from 4 amas, under 4 amas, you don't sell the field. From 4 to 16 is the cutoff. Tanakavos the Rava, Kamiyim Kravan, Arba Amos, Kamiyim Chachakim, Sheshes Rishi. See, 4 to 16. Harizakana Kaka. Okay, Harizakana Kaka. But say Lord Shemanim, you own all the little trees in between. Also means if you buy 3 big trees, I have a contract with Shuli. I'm buying 3 trees, and there's 6 amos between each tree. I'm cutting the whole area, including the small trees that are there, little saplings that are there, cutting everything. The Fichi Yavish Ilan. The Elon dries out. I own the property. That's the halacha. Pachas mekan. If it's less than 4 amas, or yes, alkan, or it's more than 16, I should look up zachazeh. Or I bought 1 at a time. Or is loy kana loy skaka loy seilar shemenel fichi yavish Elon nixa Elon kaka. That's the derivative of what we just finished saying. Boy riyamia kishu moided when you measure. Memakim katzir moided. Memakim rachel moided. This is a big halacha because we just said that it's 4 amas to 16 amas. So 4 amas is the beginning of what makes it a steilon. Means if I have a contract with Shuli that I'm buying 3 trees from him, and between the trees is 4 amas and 2 inches, then I own the property. Yavish Elon, and the Elon dies, I have a right to plant. Shuli can't throw me out. What about Shuli comes, is what are you talking about? From the fat part of the tree on the bottom, it's right on the 4 amas. I said, well, don't measure from the fat part. Measure from the top of the tree. The top of the tree. Top of the tree is thin. One second. The top of the tree is thin. So measure the top of the tree is 4 amas and two tvachim. So I get the karka. So Gemara says you go in between. It's a good kasha. Yes, I don't know. Makam katsu ma'ida, makam rachav ma'ida. Amalei rav gvira beksil rav ashi toshman atanan ha'akuba shebegefen. You have a vine that's twisted on around each other. You measure from the second kak, from the second knot. It means from the middle. I guess the wagon, that's enough of a shear, you know? I guess. I don't know. I hear. Weiter. Zotim mar boyam yermia. Mochele shloisha ba'di ilon. Mao. I sell you 3. This is a situation where there's a tree that has 3 offshoots coming out of it, and each one is 4 amas away from the other one, but only because the dirt is covered over. So So at this point, when you look at the field, when I go to buy the field on Shuli, I look at it as if it's three separate trees. I say, hey, Shuli, I bought three separate trees. I own the carcass. Shuli's like, what are you talking about? Dig the dirt out a little bit, you'll see that it all comes from one tree. But Lamaisa, at this point, it's already rooted by itself because the ground's covered over. It's already its own thing. Means that it's covered over. So that's all. Bottom line is, that's what I bought. Right now, it's rooted, it's done. So I bought from Shuli two on his property and one on his neighbor by Shver. Is that considered the Maisa? I have three trees in Steilon? Or no, it's two separate properties. Not Mitzdarf, take it. We don't know. Another kasha, another question on this sugya. Baravashi bur mao. If you have a pit in between that separates the trees, is that hefsik? Mao shatafsik. Amasamayim. You have a wellspring or whatever you call it, a water ditch. The mao shatafsik. Shusaram mao. Shusaram is not 16 amas. If more than 16 amas, then you have more than 16 amas between the tree. That's not steilon. That's what we said. Someone that's under 16 amas. It's a small shusaram. What about Richva de Dikla? Mao. Richva de Dikla means you have a some kind of a date tree, a bunch of them together that are twisted vines together in the middle of your field, in the middle of your trees. And the Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out that you specifically in the contract did not sell that tree. That's the kash over here. Means you did not sell the tree. If you sold the tree, then that's part of the field. Who cares? You specifically did not sell the Richva de Dikla, so is that considered a hefsek or not? Gemara says, Teku. Rabbi, Allah Erez Beineim. All of a sudden, a cedar tree, angiflants the middle of your thing. So Shuli comes, Mao. What's the halacha? So Gemara says, I don't understand. Allah Bershusa Deid. Nafik. Who? What kind of question is this? I own this property now. I bought three trees. Halacha is I get the property. It's mine. Whatever grows over here is mine. Mar says, no, Elahoya Erez Beineim Mao. Question is, it was already there beforehand. Amalei Kana Kana. He's kind of, because once you're kind of the property, it's like buying the property, you own everything. Ketzad Hein Omdem. These three trees, are they in a row? Are they, how are they situated? What constitutes a stay Elon? Rav Amar Keshura. It's in a row. Mishmul Amar Kechatsuva, like a segel. Two or one. Manam Keshura. Kolchken kachatzuva, oman mekachatzuva, aber kashur aloi. Why? Because kashur aloi, that would not be kashur aloi. That's not considered one field. It's considered one after another, but that's not considered one field. If it's three a segol, then you can't plant in between, and it's like one field. But over here, it's not considered one field. My time. Loy mizdar. My time. Lamanu mek. One second. Mazel. Sure, loy. My time should mizdar benatayu. Right, because you can plant in between. Masurav nuno lemanda mekachatzuva. That's kasegol. My time with lemizdar benatayu, because you can't plant in between. So male, it's one field. Elamato zavale tlas higiru maisa. You have three thorny bushes. Lemizdar benatayu. You can't go in between them. You get it stuck by the socks. You know, they get stuck. Halchinam yesh lekarka. You got two things. Rishbam says there's two conditions. Two conditions that you need. You need chashivas in order to be a stay ilon, and that it shouldn't be mizdara. Over here you only have one, you don't have the other. Another Mishnah, a new Mishnah. Now we're going into the animals. You sell the head of a big fat cow, you want to buy the cheek meat, you know. Loy mochas are aglaim. He didn't sell the feet. Mochas are aglaim. Loy mochas are rosh. Mochas are kana. Kana is the lungs. According to Rashi, Tosis says it's the lungs and the heart. Loy mochas are covered. It's not the liver. Mochas are covered. Loy mochas are kana. Avol bedaka with a smallie. Mochas are rosh. Mochas are aglaim. Mochas are aglaim. Loy mochas are rosh. Mochas are kana. Mochas are covered. Mochas are covered. Loy mochas are kana. Different halachas. Arba midas b'moichern. And the Mishnah says an interesting halacha. The Mishnah says there's four different halachas when it comes to buying and selling, and they're all different one another. One of them, the keach can be chayzer and not the moicher. One of them, the moicher can be chayzer and not the keach. One of them, both of them can be chayzer, and one of them, none of them can be chayzer. Aram is a moicher. Machal chitim yafis. I say beautiful, beautiful chitim. Nimtzu rois. It comes out that it's a lemon. Yafis is a nimtzu yaf. Halakeach yochel achzboi. Rois is a nimtzu yafis. What about they're bad and they're good? Moicher yochel achzboi because he got chipped. What about rois is a nimtzu rois? Yafis is a nimtzu yafis. Ain't nachem yochel achzboi. What the chiddush we'll see soon. Shechamses is a nimtzu levana. Levana is a shechamses. Eitz mishus leitzim is a nimtzu shal sikmo. Sikmo is a nimtzu zayis. Yaim is a nimtzu chomets. Chomets is yaim. Shneim yecholim lachzabahem. Continue tomorrow. Zok the Mishnah. Very interesting Mishnah. Abiyuda Oimer. Emna Roy Oimer. Have a goylo lemokim toira. You should live in a place like Lakewood. Don't move out to the boondocks. The guy moves out to Rattlesnake, Wyoming. It's a very nice thing. But don't think that you're going to be able to learn. Don't worry. You go online. Your friends will fill you in. They'll listen to their Aaron Kotler in Lakewood, and they'll call you. Doesn't work that way. Don't rely on your smartness. Don't say you're a smart guy. You can learn yourself. You have to be in a Makom Torah. There's no such thing. Without that, you cannot succeed. Straight up Mishnah. It's very interesting.